Welcome to Journal Club for February 24th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Jeesh, is every computer vision paper just another deep learning classifier? It can certainly seem that way. There's so many projects built on top of YOLO and ResNet and VGG that it can be tempting to believe that that's all there is, that there's nothing else going on in that field. So today, we're going to look at something different, a computer vision problem that's being solved in a way that we rarely see. Instead of a normal deep learning classifier, the authors built a system that performs a deterministic traversal through a directed graph in order to arrive at a class label. Why? Because it turns out that traditional CV models are not a panacea. They have a number of drawbacks that make them less suitable for specific applications. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how most CV models work, why they're not ideal for certain use cases, how this alternative method is better suited, and then how these authors used it to solve a very specific medical problem. But before we get into all that, we need to understand the problem space that the researchers were dealing with. And that requires a quick refresher on white blood cells. White blood cells, WBCs, or leukocytes, are a critical component of your immune system. They're responsible for defending your body against infections, foreign invaders, and abnormal cell growth. WBCs circulate in your bloodstream and your lymphatic system, searching out, identifying, and neutralizing pathogens. There are several distinct types of WBCs, and they each have specialized functions. In a blood sample, the relative proportions of these types of WBCs provide important diagnostic information. Abnormal counts or imbalances can indicate a range of medical conditions, including infections, immune disorders, and blood cancers like leukemia. For this reason, WBC classification is important. That is, doctors need to be able to analyze a blood sample, identify the leukocytes, classify and count them efficiently. This is essential for diagnoses of certain conditions and can help guide treatment decisions. Automated classification helps streamline laboratory workflows, reducing the manual effort required from hematologists while improving the speed and accuracy of the tests. In this study, the authors are focusing on classifying four main types of white blood cells: eosinophils, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, neutrophils, lymphocytes, and monocytes. Luckily, they all look a little bit different. Eosinophils are characterized by large, dense, pink-stained granules within their cytoplasm. Neutrophils, the most common type, have a multi-lobed nucleus and a granular cytoplasm. Lymphocytes, in contrast, are smaller and have a dense, round nucleus with minimal cytoplasm surrounding it. Monocytes, the largest among these, exhibit an irregularly shaped, often kidney bean-like nucleus and an abundant cytoplasm. On the face of it, it would seem that a deep learning-based CV model would be the natural solution for this task. You'd train a CNN on thousands of labeled WBC images, and then it would learn to extract relevant visual features from the data. Once trained, you'd run inference. The model would predict the class of any new input image. To understand why that's not actually being used in this case, let's take a deeper look at how it would have worked. Most modern pipelines work by first pre-processing the input image, then applying enhancements like contrast, normalization, or segmentation to isolate the region of interest. Then, through multiple layers of convolutions, pooling, and fully connected operations, the network detects hierarchical patterns. That's low-level features like edges and textures at early layers, and high-level object-specific features in later layers. The output is passed through a classifier, typically a softmax function, which assigns a probability to each white blood cell type. This is all fine for most use cases, but ill-suited for some. These kinds of models require vast amounts of labeled data, which can be expensive and time-consuming to curate, particularly in medical imaging where expert annotation is needed. They also operate as black boxes, meaning the decision-making process lacks transparency, which is a concern in high-stakes medical applications. Additionally, deep learning models are computationally intensive, requiring powerful hardware both for training and inference. This makes them impractical for deployment in resource-constrained environments, such as small clinics or mobile diagnostic units. So for all those reasons, the authors of this paper began looking for a better way. They propose an alternative approach that integrates domain knowledge into the classification process. Instead of relying purely on data-driven learning, they construct a deterministic graph traversal method guided by expert-defined morphological traits, that is, the visual presentation of the WBCs. In order to grok what's going on here, we need to get a handle on three concepts: directed graphs, Boolean feature vectors, and deterministic graph traversal. A directed graph is a data structure that consists of a set of nodes, that's vertices, connected by edges, that's links, where each edge has a specific direction. This means that movement between nodes follows a predetermined flow rather than allowing arbitrary transitions, almost like a flowchart. In this study, each node represents either a type of white blood cell or an intermediate decision state. The edges define possible classification paths based on the visual characteristics of the cells. The structure of the graph is designed so that classification always proceeds along a well-defined route, ensuring that decisions are transparent and reproducible. Unlike traditional deep learning models, this method provides a clear, step-by-step reasoning process. Each transition from one node to another is dictated by predefined knowledge about how WBC types differ in appearance. This makes it easier to understand how a given decision was reached, which is especially valuable in medical applications where interpretability is crucial. A Boolean feature vector is a compact way to represent the essential morphological traits, that's the knowledge of the visual characteristics of WBC types, in numerical form. Each vector consists of 10 binary values, that's zeros and ones, with each position corresponding to a specific feature of the cell. For example, one position could correspond to the presence or absence of granules, another could correspond to the shape of the nucleus, and another to the amount of cytoplasm. So the feature set as a whole works like a checklist. If a given feature is present or over a threshold, the corresponding position in the vector is set to 1. If the feature is absent, it is set to 0. This method effectively transforms the visual characteristics into a machine-readable format, allowing for a structured and rule-based classification. These feature vectors are not manually assigned, but are instead generated automatically by a CNN-based feature extractor, which analyzes the image and determines which morphological traits are present. This step allows the system to benefit from deep learning's pattern recognition capabilities while still maintaining a lightweight and explainable classification process. So, while it's important to acknowledge that this system is not 100% deep learning free, the way the CNN is used here differs significantly from how deep learning models are typically applied in classification tasks. The difference is that while traditional deep learning classifiers learn an implicit decision-making function, this approach separates feature extraction from classification, allowing the final decision to be based on explicit, rule-based reasoning rather than learned statistical correlations. This hybrid approach preserves the advantages of deep learning for feature detection while ensuring that classification remains interpretable, transparent, and computationally efficient. Deterministic graph traversal is the process that uses the Boolean feature vector to navigate the directed graph and classify the WBC. Once a feature vector is generated, the classification starts at a design start node in the graph. The system follows the edges according to the vector's values, moving from node to node without randomness or uncertainty. As I mentioned earlier, each transition is determined by the presence or absence of specific features. The traversal continues until it reaches a terminal node, which corresponds to one of the four WBC classes. Since the process is fully deterministic, the same input will always result in the same output, and the classification is not just repeatable, but explainable. This eliminates common concerns in deep learning, where different runs of a model might yield slightly different results. To evaluate their system, the authors tested it on two well-known datasets: the Blood Cell Count and Detection dataset, BCCD, and the LISC dataset, the LISC. The BCCD dataset contains a large number of well-annotated blood smear images, while the LISC dataset is smaller and more challenging. The authors looked at accuracy, precision, recall, and F1 score, and benchmarked their new system against traditional deep learning approaches. So, how did it do? Well, it wasn't a home run, but it did hold its own against other models. It achieved 99% accuracy on the BCCD dataset and 97% accuracy on the LISC dataset. This is fairly comparable to most of the CNN-based models. That being said, it achieved this performance with significantly reduced computational overhead, a model size of only 84 megabytes, and an inference time of less than 0.3 seconds. So while it wasn't necessarily more accurate than the other models, it was far more efficient. Combine that with the fact that its decision-making was far more explainable, and you might just have a better tool for high-stakes, resource-constrained situations. If you'd like to dive deeper into how their graph was constructed, how their traversal algorithm works, or the results they obtained, then I'd strongly encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.